An RNZ investigation has uncovered a shocking lack of diversity in the race, sex and experience of the country's judges. Figures reveal around 9 out of 10 High Court judges are Pākehā, a clear majority are men and almost none have criminal defence experience. Critics say that points to a bigger problem for the high numbers of Māori and Pasifika trying to navigate the justice system. Here's investigative reporter Anusha Bradley.
Last year, Māori and Pasifika accounted for just over half of all criminal charges brought before the courts. The judges they faced were very likely to be both white and male. Three quarters of the 179 judges in the district court identify as Pākehā, while over half of them are men. In only the family and environment courts do women judges outnumber men. Diversity shrinks even further as you go up through the senior courts. 91% of High Court judges identify as Pākehā, just 2 out of 46 are Māori, and there are no Pasifika. Overall, 59% are men. In the Court of Appeal, 9 out of 10 judges are Pākehā, and just 2 are female. Only way up at the Supreme Court do we find equality among the sexes, but only 1 of the 6 judges identifies as Māori. Auckland University law lecturer Fuimaono Dylan Asafo says the lack of diversity is troubling.
It's extremely concerning that the majority of judges are Pākehā males. I think that there is a very strong correlation between that overrepresentation of Pākehā males in the judiciary and the indicators of injustice in our justice system, including mass incarceration of Māori and over-incarceration of Pacific peoples.
In a rare interview, the Chief Justice, Helen Winkelmann, admits the judiciary, especially in the High Court, is not as diverse as she'd like it to be. She says the legal profession is working hard to encourage people from different backgrounds into the law, and the appointment of new district court judges in the last few years is having an impact.
We see that 75% of judges aged between 45 and 49 in the district court are not Pākehā. And 40% of those aged between 50 and 55 are not Pākehā. So you can see a trend. I'm not saying that 75% is going to carry through, but you can see that there is a trend changing.
Chief Justice Winkelmann says judges should also have a broad range of legal experience, but the data suggests this isn't yet happening in the senior courts. 61% of senior court judges were practicing corporate or civil law just before their appointment. Only 3% were practicing criminal defence. In fact, former Crown prosecutors or solicitors outnumber former criminal defence lawyers by 3-1. The co-founder of the Defence Lawyers Association, Elizabeth Hall, says there's a potential for bias if judges only have prosecution experience.
It just gives a skewed starting point for perspective of things like admissibility, for understanding the challenges that are facing the defendant and the defence, which flows through in terms of the decisions that have been made by the judge pre-trial, during the trial, sentencing. All those things are impacted on based on your life experience. And, you know, really we have judges in the High Court particularly that don't have life experience of either acting for defendants, really understanding what their lives are about.
Former Crown prosecutor turned barrister Nick Chisnell says a criminal defence lawyer hasn't been appointed to the High Court for several years. He believes it's because it's not an area of law that's held in high regard by the legal fraternity.
I think there's perhaps an unfair belief that Crown lawyers overall are superior in terms of intellect and knowledge. And also I think that generally speaking, if you are the Crown, you're considered to be more authoritative than you are as a defence lawyer.
The Attorney General, David Parker, who appoints judges on the Chief Justice's recommendations, says there's one explanation why so few criminal lawyers are appointed to the High Court.
Judges that need to do both civil and criminal are more able to make the transition to criminal with a civil capability than is the experience of criminal advocates making the transition to civil. So that's one of the reasons for that.
Chief Justice Wyn Kelman says all judges receive unconscious bias training and they are encouraged to connect to communities they serve. She says work is underway to ensure more women and those from diverse ethnic and legal backgrounds are appointed judges.